Weiss and Shia this week is being sponsored in the Nishnah Shabbat Victor Menachem Ben Ramoy Chatzir Ol Shalom. Shkrach Lashia, if you come and give us the Shia. Okay, also to Zech Nishmas, the Rashi was Rebetzin.
Brana Basra Baruch HaKayin.
Brana Basra Baruch HaKayin. Shalom Shabbat Lichti Ganein.
Amen.
Rabbeisai, Davov. On Davov Amin Aleph, the Gemara has a Shaila. Based on the Mishnah that we learned, that the Mishnah prohibits lifnei ei dehen shall oivdei kachavim shloisha yomim osa losseis veloseis imahim. Tosus has already established that the masa umatan that is forbidden to be done with the oivdei kachavim goes both on mekach and on memkach. That's what Tosus established. In other words, it's not only that you are furnishing them with a behema that could be a carbon for avodah zarah, but also, if you give them, by doing business with them, the finance so that they could go ahead and get themselves a carbon with the money that you gave them. So the Taisa says, both Mekach and Memka were forbidden. The Gemara wants to know how many reasons there are behind this halacha. Iboy Luhu, the Havav, I'm an Aleph, about 5-6 lines from the bottom. Mishum Harvacha. Mishum lifnei iva. What's the havocha? Zokt Rashi. Mishum the havocha. The ravach va'ozel u'moide la'avoydes kechavim va'ovah Yisrael mishum lo yisham al picha. He is causing, he's delighting the Nachri, who is now being Isaac in avoydes zarah, and the delight of the Nachri causes him to praise the avoydes zarah, which lo yisham al picha. You have caused it. So that's one reason that it is forbidden. Or, frankly, Mari, by the way, Mishum Harvacha, or Dilma, Mishum Lefnei Ive, Loisitein Mechshol. You have, the Nachri is forbidden because it's one of Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach that he's not allowed to do Avodah Zarah. You are helping, aiding, and abetting him to do Avodah Zarah. By you doing that, you have been over lifnei iva leisita mechshol. We'll talk a few minutes as we get into it. We'll talk a little bit more about the definition. What's a pshat iva? Does an iva mean literally that he's blind? Of course not. We mean suma ba'oisadav, like the Rambam says. So he is an iva, and you are inducing him, or helping him, or aiding him to do the avodah. All three words are important, because all three are negeya for our understanding. Okay? Any of those. L'may nafkimin, what's the nafkimin if it's havocha, or if it's lifnei iva? Zaktimara, the islay behema lidide. He has his own behema. Without you, he'll also bring in avodah zarah. I amrit mishum havocha, hakam mir v'chlei. He's going to now add to his praise. E amrit mishum iva loisite mechshol ha isleili today. A hotach shem. So Gemara says that you're not. There's a nafkimina. Havacha. If he has already a behema, he will increase his havacha. But if he already has the behema, you have not been over lifnei iva. I'd like to add a nakuda. The Rishonim discuss over here. What happens if someone has a behema, and there's a chashash that he's going to go ahead and bring both behemas? In other words, at first blush, the Gemara is telling us, oh, he already has a behema, doesn't need you. But what if he's going to bring both behemas? So different Rishonim, the Ra'ah, and the Me'iri, and others, discuss what would be the din in that case. Let's hear the Svara. Tosfos Rabbeinu Elchanan says, I don't remember the exact lashon, Mali Chad, Mali Meya. Doesn't make a difference. If he has one already, and you're giving him another one, makes no difference. He could bring 9, you could give him 99. So let's, for a moment, take a step back. Why aren't you over lifnei iva loisita mechshol if he now brings 100 kabbalas? I want to Let's understand. If someone's amazed, he's doing the Avera b'mezid. Is he going to be over lifnei? Am I over lifnei either? This guy is not, absolutely not, not a shayma mitzvahs. He knows exactly what's asa. He's an absolute mezid, and I provide it. I hand it to him. Am I over lifnei even l'seita mechshel? L'chayra, there's no iva here. Iva means he's a suma ba'isadava. He's blind to the sinyan.
Another, it doesn't matter that he knows.
What?
Another, it doesn't matter that he knows.
The Gemara doesn't tell us clearly that this Nazi is a Mezid or a Shaygay, but Rab Chaim Eiza explains that there are two aspects to Lifnei Iva. One aspect of Lifnei Iva, as is enumerated in the Rambam, in the Sefer Chinuch, is you give an Eitzah She'ena Hegenes to a person, which by the way, a bad Eitzah. You give a bad Eitzah to a person, so you're misleading him. As a matter of fact, if I may comment parenthetically, there's even a Shaila in the Minchas Chinuch and others, if you take a rock and you put it in front of a blind man, if you over lifnei iva, is the Pasuk only a metaphor? That he's blind and you're giving him something to stumble on? Or literally, what would happen in a literal case? And the Achayinim tend to agree that that would also be lifnei. But you see that the lechatchila lifnei is a metaphor. So now we have a person, he's an iva to this particular thing. How is there iva by amazing? So Chaim Oiza, and l'chayru we're going to see in a moment, this is Lashon HaRambam. Chaim Oiza says, if you're talking about an eitzah she'eino hegenes, that you're not allowed to give a person a bad eitzah, so then the truth of the matter is, if he would be amazed, that means he doesn't care. You're giving him bad advice on an investment. You, oh, by the way, it's only considered lifnei iva, leisit mitchel, if you know it's bad. If you make a mistake, I mean, every accountant and every attorney and every doctor, everybody makes a mistake, but you did it in good faith, then you're not over lifnei iva. But if
because
you...
It's
because...
He didn't know.
So if he didn't know, then it's not in his eyes a michshol. You have to know that it's a michshol to be over. Now, what if the other party? So if the other party knows that it's a bad investment and he wants to do it anyway, so the Rav Chaim Eiser says, you're not over lifnei iva. Because he's not an iva. On the eighth of Shani Genes, just 1 second. But if it's an aveira, because there's two parts to lifnei iva. One is the eighth of Shani Genes, and the other one is you're aiding him to do an aveira. If it's an aveira, even though the person knows it's awesome, and he's amazed, you're over lifnei iva. Why? Because the man is an iva, because taiva blinds a person. Rav Chaim Moses says that, and if you'll take a look in the Lashon HaRambam, Sai in Sefer Mitzvos, and Sai in Hilchis Roi Tzeiach, I don't have that here right in front of me, 1 second. The Rambam. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam. V'chein kol amach shel iva bedova v'hisiyoi eitzah she'eino hegenes oy shechizek yidei oivrei aveira shehu iva v'eino roye derecha emes mipnei taivas liboy. That means taiva can be mesamei a person that blinds him. Ein adam, the lashon I think that he uses, Reb Chaim Eiser, ein adam achayte ela in kein nichnas bei ruach shtus. So memelo, for this he's an iva. The Chofetz Chaim goes even further. The Chofetz Chaim says that if a person is not holding by doing an Avera, and you seduce him to do an Avera, you convince him, you work on him, you have a lifnei iva. You turned him into a blind man. Let's go back to our Rabbeinu Elchanan. Rabbeinu Elchanan says that it makes no difference to me if it's 1 or 100. If the man had a behema, and he was ready to bring a carbon, the fact that you're getting him to bring more kabbonis makes no difference. You're not over lifnei iva. What's up, Shah? The way I try to understand it for myself is as follows. Let's take the metaphor perfectly of the pasuk. Lifnei iva, loy sitei michshol. So you have a formula here. You have to be a noisei, it has to be a michshol, and he has to be an iver, and he has to fall because of what you did. Correct? Now, what happens if someone's lying on the ground already and you put another rock in front of him and another rock in front of him? Elik doch schon. Der was brengt danach Korben fahren, er wollte so liegt schon, er ist ein Gefallener. Lifnei evil oisitei michshal means don't cause him to fall. Once he's on the ground, if you're getting him, he's rolling on the ground, he's doing... that's not called lifnei evil oisitei michshal.
If somebody's off the derech, then you pull him further off the derech.
That's not an exact comparison. So I'll give you a comparison that would be a good comparison. If let's say, excuse me, just let me finish the point. If let's say the person fell down and got up, and you trip him again, you put something down, continually. There is no such thing as between Aveira and Aveira to say he's down already. The metaphor just doesn't work. Each Aveira, some of the Achronim even asked the Kasha on this. What happens if a person eats another kizayis, he hit him another kizayis? It's another Aveira. And the next bite, he's not a gefa. Here you're talking about b'shas. If he brought the karbanos already, it might be a different din. Rabbeinu Chanan is telling me he's ready to bring carbon one, and you provided for him more karbanos. If he had brought carbon one and he had stopped, and the carbon is over, and now you give him another behemoth to bring another carbon, so then you might taka be over. Absolutely not, because each act
it's
is
not
a...
Why not?
He has now a new din of fasting. You have to finish the fast. It's not something as you broke your fast. It doesn't start again. It never stopped. He stopped.
You already ate. He's done.
He's not done. He has a chiv to fast now. And for every kizayis, he's going to get karas. For every kisevas. Kisevas he got.
So let's cut the metaphor. He has one behemoth. He is going to chef this behemoth up by Yitzhar, and you know it. You give him another behemoth, you know he's going to chef it twice. He's over twice instead.
He is over twice, you are over once.
And
you are not over at all.
I'm not over at all.
You might be over. One second.
Let me try a different metaphor. You know.
I just want to ask the Olam because time is limited. This is only a hakdama to the shir.
Okay. Just one second. Let's say, to make it a little stronger, let's say he has a gun with one bullet in it, and he's going to kill one person. And you give him another bullet, and he's going to kill two people. Is your Rav going to say that you're not over the...
First of all, I say nothing. I'm quoting the Rabbeinu Chanan.
These mafarshim are going to say that you're not over with Naiva, even though another person is going to get killed?
The point is not to dramatize the question.
Well, it is.
No. That doesn't change the Aveira. The Aveira might be that he's Messiah Lidei Aveira. We have a specific Aveira called Lifnei Iva Loisite Mechshol. And so that's specific. It's not Mutter. We didn't say it's Mutter. We want to know if the person who provided the second behema is over a specific Aveira called Lifnei Iva. Let me take it. What?
I have arrived.
I'm sure you do, because other Rishonim disagree.
What? You can't give him a Sus B'Mochama. It's Sus B'Mochama, they're going to kill him all the time anyway.
It's ridiculous.
It said you can't give them weapons.
It's not a one-on-one here.
Can we do this after?
Okay.
That's a pilpul shel Torah. Okay. I just want to make the point in our Gemara. Is the following. Again, the fact that the person has a behemoth already, the Gemara gave a teretz and said, "Memeila, you're not over lifnei iva," right? That would be the nafkimina. Harvacha is a problem. And if he has another car, if he has a behemoth ready, he's not over. The Rishonim ask a question, and I just mentioned it parenthetically, that the Rishonim ask, "What if you give him another behemoth?" Some Rishonim say, "If you have a suffix, if he'll offer it, then you're not over. If you know bavadei that he will offer it, they'll agree with Rav Mendel, and they'll say you're over lifnei iva." But other Rishonim say that you're not. And the burden of understanding lies in what do they mean? I'm trying to give a hezba that they mean that the one who has already fallen, you didn't make him fall. You did a terrible thing. And according to those in the din of, in his example of Leisam al Damriyacha, if you're midrabbanan yoyve misayeh yaladeh aveira, many things you did wrong, but we're talking about a specific aveira. Let me even go further. There's a shaila in the poskim. Across the board, the Alta Chistarov, the Arugis Habaisim has the Shaila, the Chazonish has the Shaila. What if you are Oiva Lifnei Iva? Am I Oiva a separate lav of Lifnei Iva? Or do I become a partner to him in the Avera that he just did? So if I give someone Chaza, I did an Avera of Lifnei Iva, or I'm involved in Chaza? Let me tell you how sharp it gets. What happens if you help someone with Avodah Zarah? Since you're a partner to Avodah Zarah, you might have your Harig Val Yava on a Lifnei Iva. Because if Lifnei Iva would just be Lifnei Iva, for Lifnei Iva, there's no Yaharig Val Yava. If someone puts a gun to my head and says, make that guy do Avodah Zarah, offer that guy Avodah Zarah, Yava Val Yaharig. But if you're going to hold like those Achrayim will hold that you become a partner to Avodah Zarah, then it becomes Yaharig Val Yava. So in defining Lifnei Iva, it's a very, very complex thing. What exactly he is. But let's continue so we can get to our inyan.
It's a fine line. I'm partner.
Of course, everything's a fine line.
You mentioned Messiah, the day of Rav, the Gemara is ignoring that?
No, it comes in later. Yeah. Right now, we're talking about the Deraisa of Lifnei Iva.
Because Tosfos calls the Gemara is a Shuri, it's Mutter.
So what?
When you have this concept that becomes a partner to the other, isn't it a separate law
of Lifnei Iva? It's a long tshuva in the Arugis of Isin. I don't remember. I think maybe some Lamed Ches. You'll look it up and you'll see how he builds an incredible case, because that's what the Torah asked you to do. The Torah asked you not to conspire with someone else in that avera. So you are now conspired to murder. You conspired to avoid Zara. It's a novel concept. What you asked, Tosfos says that it's muta. So let's go a drop further. Tosfos says that it's muta. And the Martcha says, the Martcha agrees, and the Rama brings this Tosfos. However, the Ran over here, Tosfos at the beginning of Shabbos, and Rosh at the beginning of Shabbos say it's Asa, but only Asa mit the Rabbanon. So that's why I said what I said before, that Mesayei L'dei Aveira, even though he's not Oiva Lifnei Iva, he may very well be Oiva Ad Rabbanon. Our Tosfos holds he's not over the Rabbanon. The Rama brings it as one of two shitas lahalacha, and he says he would appreciate that we should be machma. But lahalacha, Tosfos holds that at this point it's muta. So let's continue, please.
No, Tosfos holds there's also such a thing as Messiah.
That he doesn't hold, but in this case he doesn't hold. There's a whole sugya in Gittin of Messiah the Rebbeinu. Okay, Rabbi said. I thought I was just going to make a comment that would let me keep going. No, I'm not being sarcastic. But I want to get to what we're learning. Zokti Gemara. The Gemara asked, what's Nafmin? It said, Islei Dei. B'chi Islei Loi Ova Mishum Iva Loi Sita Mechshol. Just because he has, he's not Oiva. V'hatanya Omer Rab Nosen Minayin Shalai Yoshet Odom Koshel Yayin L'Nozir V'eva Menachai L'Bnei Noach Talmud Loi Mev L'Fnei Iva Loi Sita Mechshol. So you see that a person, right? Let's say you didn't give it to him, he'll go take it. So that means having it already, if he'll go take it, if you didn't give it to him, he would take it, you'd be oivel if naiva. So you see that if even though he already has, you can be oivel if naiva, for the Gemara. So Gemara says a novel chilik. Extend, it's a different verb. Lo yitain would mean that it's easily accessible. Here we mean that it's not accessible. So what do we have from the Gemara? The Gemara comes up with a new concept of lifnei iva lo yisita mechshol, which would upset you and other people even more. If let's say the person has another method of getting to do the Aveira without you, you're one of his choices. So you are considered on the same side of the river as him. In the metaphor of the Gemara, there's a river between the two of us, between me and the Moishit, the one who has the Yayin. I'm a Nazir. For him to give me the Yayin, I can't get it myself. I can't get there. I need him to give it to me. It's inaccessible to me. So he becomes indispensable to the Aveira. But if he would be next to me, and I could go over and get it, so him just going like that does not constitute Lifnei Iva Lo Yisita Mechshol. One moment, just one second. Right. But he's going on, the diuk is on the Braisa. The Braisa said, Minayin Shalai Yoshit. So the Braisa means to translate Loi Sitein into Yoshit. So Rabbi say, again, no moral judgments here. It's just as nasty if you're giving it to a person on this side of the river as if on the other, in being immoral or whatever, ugly in your behavior. But that's not the issue here. The issue is a dry technical issue. Are you considered Oivel Lifnei Iver? Says the Gemara, you're not if you are Chad Avra de Nahara. Rabbi say, in the sugya of Chad Avra de Nahara, the Rambam, if you'll take a look, the Rambam that I just read, I'm going to save us time because we got a little late. The Rambam in Perik Yud Beis of Hilchus Rutzeach, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs Lavin Reish Tzadik Tes, and the Sefer HaChinuch, both omit this Gemara. They don't mention anything about Trei Avra de Nahara, which is a Chumra and not a Kula, which means that even though you're on one side of the river, which means even though the Baal Avera has access, and you, in a matter of courtesy, hand it to him, you're Oivel Lifnei Ivra. It has major ramifications in Halacha. In Shulchan Aruch is Gepaskind like this Gemara Trei Avra de Nahara, not like the Rambam, but there are a few Achrayim that use the Rambam Shita LaHalacha, such as the Machne Chaim and the Marsham. When it comes to Shailos and Halacha, they are Machma because Lamaisa, the Rambam holds that there's no such thing as Trei Avra de Nahara. Everything is deraisa. Everything we're talking now is deraisa. I eliminated the Messiahia for that reason. We're all talking purely. Yeah,
but maybe the Rambam only means it's
deraisa. The Rambam says before, the Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs is he's describing the mitzvah mid-deraisa. And the Sefer HaChinuch, they say it clearly. They emit the halacha completely. What would the Rambam hold? He doesn't need a derabbanan. Tosfos holds it's even mutter l'chatchila. Right? So, Rabbi Say, I wanted to go into something with the Olam that I think is fascinating. There's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia that says as follows. The Elu Oivrin Beloy Sase. The following are over in the Lav of Ribbis. This is Mishnah and Daf Ayin Hei. Hamalva, Vahaloiva, Vahorev, Vahaedim. It's Kedai, Rabbi said, because there's many ramifications l'halacha to what we're talking about. If you hold of Trei Avra de Nahara and Chad Avra de Nahara, not like the Rambam, but like all the other Rishonim, then a person has extraordinary latitude. I could give somebody. This is the basis for many, many, many poskim to allow certain inyanim of Kiruv and other inyanim, because the guy could have come anyway. The guy would do it anyway. In other words, if I'm not the only one who's facilitating this aveira for him, he had other ways of doing it. It chaps major nafkim in Islalach. Major. Let's go to Ribbis. Elu oivrim beloy sasa. Hamalva v'aloiva v'ha'orev v'edim. They're all over in the inyan of Ribbis. They're also over loisitein, they're over al tikach, they're over loisia loikenoisha, and they're over loisisimen al love neshech. U mishum lifnei iver loisitein mirsho v'yireisum alikecha. That's a Mishnah in Daf Ayin Hayim Bava Metzia. Zokt Abaye. Am Abaye. Malva over bekulon. Loiva over mishum loisashech lochicho lechicho loisashech v'lifnei iver loisitein mirsho. So again, the malva is over everything. What's interesting to us is lifnaiva. The malva is over lifnaiva. How's the malva over lifnaiva? He's getting the loiva to do ribbis. The loiva is over lifnaiva. He's getting the malva to do ribbis. Areva edim ein over melam mishum loisa simen olav nesher. The loiva, excuse me, the arev, the guarantor, and the edim are not over lifnaiva, as I state in the Gemara. Now, many of us would think you're sitting down to a deal which includes ribbis, and I become the guarantor on the loan, or I become the witness. I'm aiding and abetting this aveira. You're not aiva. Says Tosfos. Says Tosfos. Our examples are challenging enough. Let's stay with ours for just an hour, okay? Please. Orev ve'edim ein oivrim elo mishum balta simun. Zok Tosfos zimnon de'avre nami alif na'iv loy sitin mashal. Kigoyin shaloy hoya malva beloy orev ve'beloy orev ve'loy edim. Let's say I'm a person, and responsibly so. I will not do a loan without Eidim. By the way, there's a halacha about it. There's an issa.
Also
lifnei iva. And that's later in the Gemara. So I will not do a loan without Eidim, and I won't also lend you money if you don't have cosigners or a guarantor. Such a person, therefore, in such a case, the Eidim plus the Arev become indispensable. Once they become indispensable, the oiva lifnei iva. But what happens, says Tosfos, if I would lend the money? But now I'm ready to do a deal with you. And I say, okay, you have no witnesses? All right, we'll do it anyway. And two people are sitting there. Two of the accountants who are not part of it. You know what? If you want, we'll witness it. Oh, very good. And somebody else is saying, he sees that the person who's lending the money is a little bit uncomfortable. He says, listen, I know him well. If there's any problem, I'm ready to go sign. Akabaldi! But he was ready to do it anyway. So they're not indispensable. So you're not oivel if naive. That's Tosfos. Along comes the Ritva, and the Ritva argues on Tosfos. And the Ritva says, no. Okay, I'll read you the Lashon of the Ritva. Zok the Ritva, just one word. Orev, Eidim, are not oivel mishlum if naive. Kiven the efsha zulasam, it's shayach without them. You don't need them. Let's understand the machlokes between Tosfos. It can't be a mitzias stick of machlokes. The machlokes between Tosfos and between the Ritva is this a subjective matter or an objective matter? In other words, objectively speaking, loans can take place without Eidim and without guarantors. The definition of a loan is a malva and a loiva. So you can't have ribbis without a malva or without a loiva. But you can't have ribbis without Eidim, and you can have ribbis without an orev. So the fact that you happen to insist on it doesn't impact the character of lifnei iva. You insist on it, but that's a subjective, personal request on your part. It doesn't change the character of the case. The character of the case is that I could have a loan without you. You're not critical to the structure of the loan. Tosfos says, excuse me, let's be realistic. There won't be a loan without them. And if there won't be a loan without them, then it's lifnei iva. So it's a machlokes how to approach it.
Good. Well, nazir with the ayin, you can have a drink without something else. Nazir with the ayin, right?
That's the Gemara's teretz of chad avra de nahara. That's the Gemara we just read. So when the Gemara says that if he could have wine without that fellow,
how does the ritva learn that? What? Explain the ritva. Structure of a nazir drinking wine.
There's no structure. There's no deal. It's a story. No. Let's define ribbis. There are two parties that are critical: a malva and a loiva. You never had a loan without a malva and a loiva in the history of economics. There's never been such a loan. Correct? A malva mit a loiva. There is a history of a nazir doing an aveira without a moishet. So it's not part of the definition. So now it's only part of my circumstance, right? So I have a circumstance where the Gemara calls Trey Avad and Nahara. I can't do it. If I could do it without you, that is the Ritva. If I can't do it without you, so the Gemara and the Ritva agree that you became indispensable and you furnished the Avera for me. So they found my Avera.
But this is subjective.
No, it's not subjective. That's the case. There's no subjectivity that I called upon. I have a loan and I demand having an extra condition to the loan. No, but there is nothing that's objective. There is no... In a loan, you have a definition of a loan. Here, you have a story. Yeah. This is an anecdote. It's not a structure. It's a completely different thing. Yeah. Rabbi said, let's go on. I would like to read you another Tosfos. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud. Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud tells us as follows. I think you're all familiar with the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Ein Shliach L'Dva Aveira. So the Gemara gives you the following scenario. A behemoth walks into someone's backyard and he shuts the gate on the behemoth in order to keep the behemoth. So he's actually stealing the behemoth. But he didn't do anything. He didn't touch the behemoth. He didn't make a kinyan on the behemoth. What's the kinyan on the behemoth? Chotzer. So the chotzer is kinder for him. Since the Gemara is debating what the lamdas of chotzer is, and daf yud in Bab Metzia, is it chotzer mishum yad, or chotzer mishum shlichus? So therefore, technically speaking, yad means it's an extension of my person, and shlichus means it's my agency. Now a chotzer, in the brilliance of halacha, could become an agent to do and achieve certain things for this man. Okay? And shlich l'dvaveira. How could the chotzer, if the chotzer is mitam shlich is, how come I have the aveira? I'm called a ganav.
You have a choice.
What, excuse me? That's one of the tarets. So zok t'gemara, you can't make a comparison. Why? There are two critical differences between a chotzer and a regular living shliach. A chotzer has two major differences. Difference number one, the chotzer has no choice, as he said.
It's an extension of you.
One second. We're doing shlichus now, so it's not an extension of me. We're all operating in the concept of shlichus.
It's
shlichus. We're in the Gemara, the Gemara says there's a concept of yad and there's a concept of shlichus. In the Gemara of shlichus, while we're on that side of the track, that we're calling it shlichus, so the Gemara asks the question, if it's shlichus, then shlichus l'dva avera. Answers the Gemara, this is different. Because the concept of en shlichus l'dva avera is that you say to the shliach, what do you say? Divrei harav, divrei talmud, divrei mishayven. Oh, but you can't say that to the chotzer, because the chotzer has no volition, has no choice. One reason. What's the other reason, Zakti Gemara? Is because the chotzer, the shliach, is a bar chiyuva. He's a bar chiyuva. He has to keep the laws the way you do. The chotzer is not a bar chiyuva. So if the chotzer is not a bar chiyuva, the chotzer has no problem doing the aveira for you, and you get credit or the demerit for that aveira.
The concept of shlichus, then. If it has
what?
If it has neither of these two aspects.
So it but because it acts on your behalf. All it has to do is act on your behalf. That's the definition of agency. But it doesn't have the chesaron or the maila that you don't say to it, ein shlich l'dva avera. First, let's get the basis. Shlich shalom k'maisoi. Then we have the exclusion of ein shlich l'dva avera. The chotzer doesn't have the exclusion. It's a broader shliach, not a smaller shliach. It's the exact opposite. Okay. Rabbi Isai, frek di gemara mai benayu. What's the difference between these two cases of shlichus? So the Gemara says, when a kohen says to a Yisrael, marry this grusha on my behalf. That means, be my shliach. Not on my behalf that you become the husband. I am the husband, and you do the maisi kedushin. Right. So the Gemara, if you're going to say the svara of that the shliach doesn't have a choice, the shliach does have a choice. If you're going to tell me al bar chiyuva, the shliach is also taka, not a bar chiyuva. Why? Because Yisrael is allowed to marry a grusha, and a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. Azoy zok the Gemara. So we have a nafkamina between these two reasons in the case of a kohen asking a Yisrael to be mekadosh nishufin. Along comes Tosfos, and Tosfos says, one second, why is he not a bar chiyuva? He says, because he's Yisrael. Even though he's evil, if not evil, I see him. But he's not a bachayuva in lo yikach. Oh, so Tosfos bifurcates the different averas over here. You have an avera of lo yikach, which means that you can't take a grusha, and you have an avera of lo lifnei evil, I see him. That he is over. He's a bachayuva in lifnei evil, but that's not relevant or germane to our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about lo yikach, and in that he's not a bachayuva.
Kohen is an Iver in that case?
What?
Kohen is an Iver in that case? You said, well, he had to be an Iver.
He's doing the Shlichus.
I'm sure. Reb Chaim Eisen.
That's right.
That's what I started to share with. That his taiva, he has a taiva to marry this woman.
The taiva.
So the taiva was Masisai. Good, Rabbi Isai? pretty clear. Along comes the Ritva, and he argues on Taisvis. And he says the reason, he's not Oivah Lefnei Iva. Taisvis says he's Oivah Lefnei Iva, but it's not relevant to our sugya. The Ritva says, one second, it's not negate, he could do it himself. And we learned already that when somebody could do something himself, then the other party's not indispensable. If the other party's not indispensable. Now, Taisvis didn't learn that way. We're not going to say that the machlokes between Taisvis and the Ritva, between the titans of the Rishonim, is that Taisvis is talking about when the man was in Paris and the shliach is in London, so my man wasn't shayach. And the Ritva is talking about this standing next to each other. Das ist die gleiche machlokes Rishonim. Muzduch sein, that they have a basic difference. Taisvis holds that if, even though the Kohen could do it himself, he'll be over. The shliach will be over lifnei iva, and the Ritva holds if he could do it himself, dafchad in the shtabim. As ich dafchad in the shtabim, it does chad aver the nahara. Mameli you're not over. Along comes Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega brings us a Mishnah Lamelech, and this Mishnah Lamelech is extraordinary. Mishnah Lamelech says as follows: there's an Adam Gadol that lived before the Mishnah Lamelech. And the Pnei Moshe, not the Pnei Moshe and the Yishalmi, Shas Tshuva is Pnei Moshe. And the Shas Tshuva is Pnei Moshe says a chidush. Let's go back to our Mishnah and Ayin Hay with Ribbis. If the Malva has another Loiva to lend the money to, he's a lender. He's lending money. He's in the business. So if he's not going to lend it to you, he's going to lend it to somebody else. So the fact that you got him to lend the money, that lifnei iva that the loiva would be guilty of, is not chayv. Azoy zok the pnei moshe. So mamela, since I had another choice, I'm the loiva now. I'm going over to this guy. I'm not doing anything to him because if I walk out, the next guy in line is going to get this loan. So what did I do? I didn't get him to be a malva beribbas. So Mamela Ampata, as I said,
is it going to be the same minute? And I have a follow up to this because are you telling that the case of the Gemara that don't give a kites to the other is only where the Nazir will never be able to get a kites of Yayin, but if he's able to get a kites of Yayin 2 days later, then you're not over?
I think
that's what it comes out of this.
I think that what we have over here in the Pnei Moshe is a clear and present danger of the loive of the malva giving another loan. Let me finish. That's why we don't say the same way the other way. We might not say it by a loive, that the loiva will borrow money anyway because it's not sure that he'll find another malva. I'm just making a point that if it's clear to us that the malva is lending, he has an office, he's lending, there are people online, so then you are doing nothing. If in your scenario that we're talking about a private person, him he'll lend money, we don't know that tomorrow he'll lend money to another person, beribis. So then, indeed, that
where is this line? There's no line of a loan. Your person, a bank makes loans here, makes loans there, but there's no line. It's not going to happen the next second.
It's not a question. It's not
this loan.
It's not a question.
So, how much time difference?
I can't answer the question. I can only quote the Pnei Moshe, who says that if it's clear that this man is a malva beribis because there's another loiva waiting. There's another loiva waiting. I don't know a time element, but there's another loiva waiting. I can't answer that.
We'll go back to the Gemara.
If you have two people ready to give the Nuzir the glass of
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
If you'll let me, I think I might answer your question. I'm going to try to answer your question. So the Pnei Moshe says that if the Malva has another loiva, then the loiva who takes the loan was not over lifnei iva on that Malva. Along comes the Mishnah Lamelech. Maybe what's bothering the Mishnah Lamelech is what's bothering you, and the Mishnah Lamelech has two rayas that the Pnei Moshe is incorrect. in his view. Chalila, I'm not saying anything correct. The Gedolim who paskin like the Pnei Moshe. But he says as follows. Take our Gemara and Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Hey. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that the loiva is never over lifnei iver, and the malva is never over lifnei iver. Excuse me. Thank you. The Ariv and the Edom are never over lifnei iver. The malva and the loiva are always over lifnei iver. Says the Mishnah Lamelech to the Pnei Moshe, how could you say what you said in your scenario? You have a loiva who won't be over lifnei iver because there's another loiva ready to borrow the money. Right. And since the Gemara said it, psikale, that the Arev and the Edom are the ones that are not over lifnei iver, but the Malva and the loiva always are. It's a beferish Gemara. So you don't have your case. It's not true. Aleph. Beis. Taisus and Chagiga. Taisus and Chagiga brings a story. What happens if someone's teaching Torah to a guy? Yoru mishpatech liyakov. You know, I'll teach Torah to a guy. So, Tosfos talks about what happens if he has another guy to teach him Torah. If he has another guy to teach him Torah, then you're not over. It happens, right. By the way, it can happen. We're talking about Lif Neiva.
The guy's not over.
Who?
Yid is teaching a guy Torah.
Of course, the guy is over and over. Akum, I forgot to mention the Gemara. The Akum who learns Torah is Chayv Misa. So, since the Yid who teaches, by the way, it's negated to professors in universities that are teaching Judaics, have to be careful. It's a pasha.
Really, Chayv Misa,
the guy learns Gemara. Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. So the Gemara says that. So Tosfos talks about it. Tosfos says, in the case that the Talmud Chacham, the Yid, is teaching him Torah, he had a guy to learn from. It's Chad Avra de Nahara. He could have learned that anyway. He didn't need this Yid to teach him. Frecht. I'm sorry?
The guy at the art school.
Maybe the art school publisher guy on the table.
Rabbi said, before Art Scroll, there was a translation of Gans Mishnayos by Dan B.
Sinsina's
not a guy. Dan B was a guy. But, so don't lie to. Rabbi said. Says the Mishnah Melech, why did he have to say he has a guy to teach him Torah? He has another Yid to teach him Torah. But stuff a kriechim sa a goy v'sken Torah, which is a rochayt, at nachayid. Like the Pnei Moshe, once there's another yid to teach him Torah, so there's no lifnaiva. Idach hasimin, that if you have two yidin and you go to this yid instead of to that yid, you're going to be over. And just like the malva, if he has two loivas, he's going to, every loiva is over. On Mamela, let's come back to what you asked. If you have two people standing on the other side of Nahar, each one has a cup. So now the vort of Chad Avra de Nahara, you might think, oh, you had a chabreira. First off, I'm from Reuven, and I can't name him from Shimon, right? Zokta says a breira. Zokta, technically it's a breira, but it's not a breira to get a kois yayin where someone doesn't get an avera, because each one of them was individually forbidden.
This is the Mishnah
Melech. Okay, I would like to. One second. I would like the Pnei Moshe would hold it. Exactly, it's okay. He's not over. No, and according to Tosfos that no, it is okay. According to Tosfos that says it's shari and there's no derabbanan, is lechatchila. I can't zonga hinli muchen. He goes and hands it to him. So now, this is a huge Mishnah Melech, and you understand that this Mishnah Melech affects a million, the Pnei Moshe, the Mishnah Melech, affects a million scenarios, which I'm not here for, that come down to the major shilas about people renting space on, where people will be Machal Shabbos in the space, and selling food to a nursing home, where you're selling tray for food, where they're going to get it from a different vendor. So it's a chalik, if it's cheaper, if it's better delivery, all of these things are factored in by the Paiskim, which is not for me to go into. But conceptually, thus the Mishnah Lamelech, Rabbi Isaac, as opposed to the Pnei Moshe. Zokt Reb Kivega. How does that work? We heard how it works with the first Tosfos. That the first Tosfos and the Gemara and Bava Metzia Ayin Hey is a raya to the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Mel brings his raya from there. The Pnei Moshe is challenged by that Gemara. If you took it, now is not the time. If you get a hold of a Dibris Moshe from Moshe Feinstein, Zechzak Lebracha, on Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Hey, you'll see that the way he learns the Tosfos is fakert in the Mishnah Melech learns the Tosfos. Because he holds that when it said that he was ready to lend without Edim, doesn't mean without Edim at all, without these Edim. He wants other Edim. Ayvazoy, then this Tosfos is not a kasha on the Pnei Moshe. The Mishnah Melech is kasha. But he doesn't. Okay, Derech Agav. Let's go now to Rav Ki Vega. Rav Ki Vega says that the Mishnah Melech is half of a fellow with our Tosfos in Daf Yud. What's the story of the Tosfos in Daf Yud? Tosfos in Daf Yud says that if the Kohen asks the Yisrael to marry the woman for him, the Yisrael's over lifnei Eva, but he's just not a Bachiyuv in Loikach. It's not negated to that Gemara that's talking about Chotzer. Yeah? Zokt Rav Ki Vega. What did the Mishnah Melech tell us? That if there are breiris, the Pnei Moshe, what did the Pnei Moshe tell us? If there are breiris, oh, you don't have breiris. I can chasna haben by the Yid doing the, by the Yisrael doing the Maisei Kedushin, the Kohen can chasna haben mit alein to on the Maisei Kedushin. There's two ways to marry this woman. You can marry it, but Mitzvah boy, ubishluchai, right? I can nutzen the shlich. Once you have two choices, according to the Pnei Moshe, there's no lefnaiva. And Tosfos said that there is a lefnaiva. So I know you're all thinking, pshat in the Ritva. The Ritva, the Gizok Sinishtokal lefnaiva. Can Zaina the Ritva halt with the Pnei Moshe? Put that on a shelf. It's not going to work, but it's the first thought that should strike our heads. Says Rav Ki Vega, Tosfos is perfect with the Mishnah Melech. Let's take a look. Rav Ki Vega is Mechadish. He's the Mechadish of this Vart. A Kohen who marries a woman who is a Grusha is no different than the story that we had with Amal and Aloiva. Each one is Oiva Lefnaiva of the other. Zich Todach Nishchasna Mata Kohen. Gistu Ir Kedushin? You're Oiva Lefnaiva. Du nimmst die Kedushin. You're over lifnei Eva. So Rav Ki Vega is mechadish in the Tshuvas. Madura kama simen kuf tzadi dalet. He's mechadish that the husband and the wife are both over lifnei Eva. So now let's take our scenario. We have a shliach that if he does the Maisei Kedushin will be over lifnei Eva. We have a husband that if he does the Maisei Kedushin will be over lifnei Eva. Oh, that means we have like two people standing me'eva ha'nahar, and they both have a kais yayin. Like the Pnei Moshe, what would be the din? Mutter. Of a toast of the kizok tzilof na'iva. Musach zayin is over the Mishnah Lamelech. Was the Mishnah Lamelech of kizok as was, that if you have two people, you have an option, but no option that's aveira free. Oy bazoy, that's Tosfos, that the shliach will still be over lefnaiva, even though the husband can marry her himself. What did the Ritva say? Since the kohen can marry himself, edafnish the shliach, you're not over lefnaiva. Zokt the Reb Kiva Eger, the Ritva is also like the Mishnah Melech. Don't say he's like the Pnei Moshe. You know why? It's a different story. Let's go over to the two people on the other side of the Nahar. The two people on the other side of the Nahar, if I take it from Ruvain, Shimon won't get an Avera. If I take it from Shimon, Reuven won't get an Avera. One has to get the Avera, correct? Let's go to the case of the Yisrael doing the Maisei Kedushin. If the Yisrael does the Maisei Kedushin, who becomes the husband? The Kohen. So he did the Avera of doing the Maisei Kedushin, and he has the Avera of being the husband to a Grusha. So you'll never be and Rav Ki Vega's Mechaj, there's Lifnaiva in that. So you'll never be Lifnei Eva free. If you'll never be Lifnei Eva free, even though you're using the other guy, of them is the Ritva Maida. That's not a problem. That's not the Mishnah Melech's case. The Mishnah Melech's case was, if I use him, he won't be over. If I use him, he won't be over. But if I use him, he'll be over and he'll be over. That's not the Mishnah Melech. On that, the Ritva said, over here, he won't be over Lifnei Eva. I have another half hour to go, but you don't. I wanted to raise two inyanim, but the clock is running, and I was asked to say a dvar agada also. So just give me one more minute just to tantalize your appetite for a second. There was an Adam Gadol ba'anokim, the Birchas HaZevach. The Birchas HaZevach wrote a sefer, he's Reb Shmuel Kaidanova. Shmuel Kaidanova was on the Bezin of the Shach in Vilna. That famous Bezin that had the Be'er HaGoyle, the Shach, the Chelkis Mechoykik, the Beis Hillel, Gidoylei Oilam were all, and the Av Bezin of that Bezin, by the way, they fled from the Cossacks in 1656. In Xeris Tach V'Tach, they fled Vilna. The Av Bezin was the Shah Ephraim of that Bezin at the age of 19. That's the Vilna Bezin with the Vilna Gaon Zeida on the Bezin. So you know why Vilna was called Yishlaim Delita. Anyhow, the Mashak, the Rav Shmuel Kaidanova, wrote a sefer Shalos Tshuvos called Emunas Shmuel. In the Emunas Shmuel, Siman Yud Dalet, he brings a shita that sounds... If the person facilitates the Avera is not forbidden to do the Avera, only the person he is providing it for, then there's no Lifnei Iver. Come to gain the Chidah, the Birki Yosef, and he asks a whole settle of kashas on him. The kashas are so good that they can't be good. What do I mean that they can't be good? Of course they're good. You find one Tosefta somewhere good. Beferish Gemara, every child knows this Tosefta, because who doesn't get the Bava Metzia Daf Yud? Here, the Gemara, not to the Tosefta even. A Kohen asks Yisrael to go ahead to be Mekashe Yisrael. Tosefta says, Yovel of Naiva. Vos ken dozayn. So I just want to share for a second. I'm going to do it in 1 second. So and I'll get done. I have to lay 30. Okay, so Rabbi say, there's a nice maaser to this. I'm an enikel of the Koichem Miyankiv. The Koichem Miyankiv was the Chabina Rav's father. The Koichem Miyankiv had an uncle who was a Gan Hagoyim in Galicia. He was wrote Shilas Chuvas Mari Hakoyim. He has a shtickle on Lufnei Iva, and he writes it's a mitzvah sefer emfrin the chidoz kashas on the. And the Emunah Shmuel, because the kashas are like paralyzing. So he has a whole simon. I'd like to tell you his teretz on this case. I won't go into the rest. And then I will tell you, I was learning it Thursday night, preparing for the shiur for you. Here it is. It's out of print. I got it from Copy Corner. You know, I made it myself. Photostats myself, bound it myself. Well, can't get it. I finished the tshuva. I get a phone call from Eretz Yisrael. There's a yid who puts out. He just put out the Shoyle Meshiv. It's a whole machom that's putting out tshuvas from Galatiana Goyim. Calls me up and says, "Ich gehet, you sent epis mishpacha mit the Marie Koyin. If she sent the interseret, them is all se bedrik." I'm holding the sefer in my hand. I have to confess, I've rarely learned it. But I found that he speaks about this topic, so somebody led me to it. And he's asking me, so, Mina Shemayim, so l'schusay, I'd like to say over the teretz. What?
Did he ask you on the phone?
I can't hear you.
He asked me
if I'm interested in reprinting the sefer, it's out of print. And I don't remember ever going through a shtickle before. Anyhow, he says a hafladika thing. In Shulchan Aruch it says that if you have someone that you're not sure will do the halachas properly, or you'll have to give him food. He won't bench, he won't wash, he won't make a bracha. Major shaila, again, in the Kiruv in Yonim, they're very busy, these are very important shailas. If you could find Chad Avra de Nahara, and not paskin like the Rambam, you've opened the door, otherwise it's very hard.
You could have a restaurant.
Yeah, there are all sorts of problems. And the answer is, he could go by somewhere else. Rabbi say. In Shulchan Aruch it says, the Ramah brings, that if you hand someone the bread who will not do Netilas Yadayim, you're over lifnei iver. But even though he won't make a bracha, you're not over lifnei iver. Why didn't the Tilis Igaim and not the Bracha? So the Mepharshim, you look at Mishnah Berurah, others, Kuf Samach Tes, they're Mepharish, this is on the spot. This is immediate. He has to wash his hands before he touches the bread. So if you're handing the bread and he's taking it, you induce them to do the Aveir on the spot. The Bracha, or the Bread and Shesen. That's already later, to answer some of the questions before, timelines, this, that. We're only interested in your culpability. We're not interested in right and wrong, nice or not nice. What did you do here? Right? You didn't make him eat, you didn't help him eat necessarily. It's a grumma de grumma. But the washing, yeah. Zokt de mari koyin. That means, he says, the Amuna Shmuel only held that the person who's potter from this issa and the other one is chayiv, that you're not oivel lifnei iva. He says he only holds that by an issa gavra, not by an issa chefza. Because if I'm potter and you're chayiv, it's only issa gavra. It's not on the object, it's on the person. But issa chefza means when I'm giving it to you, it's already an issa. He says that's also true for something that's immediate. The Rambam Paskin said if you walk over to a kohen and you metame him, be a dayim, by the way, he could have become tame a different way too. You don't say that. You don't say trey avred, chad avred nahara. You physically were metame him. It's not you helped him become tame. You were metame him. Yo'ivel of na'iva, as I said to Rambam. One second. When I give you the bread that you're not allowed to take, you're over on the spot. The bracha is later. So after the case, the Amun Shmuel was talking about where it's later, the regular lefnayivas. But over here, the second the shliach is mekadesh the isha, the kohen becomes the husband of an art. It's not he helped him do the avera; he did it for him. Oivazoi, the Amun Shmuel is 100% right in his thesis. You could have two separate things. Rabbi said, we have 2 minutes. I'll share a story with you. And maybe you said something for the parsha. I don't have something specifically the parsha, but I want to tell you a story of Lufnaiva. By the Chofetz Chaim's Levaya, one of the Maspidim got up and told the following story. Radin? Your father was a Radna?
Kamenetz.
Told the following story. The Chofetz Chaim, in his youth, not youth, but not in his old age, was traveling around Europe selling his farm. He came to a town, it was Erev Shabbos, and he had money, because he was selling his farm. So he asked the Rav of the town if he could keep his money by the Rav. And he left it there. Matzah Shabbos, he went to say goodbye and didn't mention anything about the money. And then, as he was ready to leave town, the Rav sends a message and he wants to see him. Comes back, says, "What's with the geld? You left me money and you don't pick it up." So the Chofetz Chaim says, "I'll tell you why. When I said agutavach and I said I'm leaving, you didn't remind me, you know, you have money here. So I remind myself of the Gemara above Mitzia Daf Ayin Hey, the Gemara that I had with you with Malva and Loiva. There the Gemara says at the end that you're not allowed to lend someone money without Edim. Why? Because the guy will be Kaifa in it. What about Talmud Chacham? So the Gemara says, Talmud Chacham, Gisayu Tridi. They're busy in their learning, so they're going to forget. They're going to forget about the whole thing because they're busy. You gave them money, they won't even remember. And you're causing him, not out of dishonesty, but you're causing him to forget that he became a shomer on your money. And then when you'll come to him and ask him for the money, and there's no edim, he'll be kaifer. And it's lifnei evil, it's sitting in the mikshol. When I saw, I said a good tavach to you, and you didn't say was mit geld. I forgot to do what the Gemara said. I lent it to a Talmud Chacham, the Rav, and he chanish ginu mekaedim. Oibazoi, the Rav, vibalta as a masmid. He was tarred in his gisa. If he was tarred in his gisa, he's going to forget that it was all. I'm going to turn to him and say, I have money by you. He's going to place his was the rest. It's naiva. Habich moichel gemend the geld. This is by the Chofetz Chaim's Levaya. hat der Rav gesagt, oi, was soll ich geben, ich habe einen Schick bei Matona. He gave him the Arniki and the Chavse. So, Lifnei Iva has its many ramifications.
The Rav's the Bayer.
Who knows? That was not recorded. Cultive.